for it to dance on your own. I lost where the thing is to do the opening. Here it is. Short opening. Okay.
That's so short. It's such a short opening.
It was a short. I said short opening.
It's so look, short.
Welcome to the Geek Spot News. Obviously, I'm all Phillied up. We had a wonderful weekend here in Philadelphia.
Did we? What happened?
The Flyers won a game. No.
The Phillies found the Geek Spot multiple times this weekend.
Oh, my God. Did they ever? I am undefeated in postseason baseball play officially.
Oh, look at you go.
I do. You know what I got on my shit and hat? Dom, I got championships. That's what I got. I got a championship right here. Hi, Charles. Hi, Dom. Hi, Pete. Obviously, my voice is all out of it. And if I'm yelling, say so, because I was at the game Sunday. I was at the game Friday.
Yeah, Frank actually got to go do stuff.
Holy shit.
Yeah, a little rowdy down there last night.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sure you saw the video of the final out. Ange was jumping into me, and I couldn't, like, camera was like, rrr, rrr, rrr.
Did you climb any poles?
I did not. I did not. We actually left Xfinity before the Phillies got there. It was a little nuts. Like, the whole area was nuts. It was the most amazing thing I've ever experienced sports-wise in my life.
Good thing you didn't sell any tickets. Good job.
You know, look, for full disclosure, it was 4-0 Friday night, and I looked on StubHub how to sell the Sunday ticket because I figured it's just going to be another playoff game. If they lose Saturday, it was Saturday night, I'm sorry. If they lost Saturday, then they would have had to go to San Diego for Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
Me too. I did not go to any Phillies games this weekend.
No, what did you do?
I went to a Neshaminy High School football game. That was exciting to watch. Okay. My oldest do the like eighth grade band night thing. That was cool.
Nice.
I went to University of Delaware's homecoming football game Saturday.
Okay.
Back to the alma mater, hang out with some old friends. Came home, watched the Phils. Did some soccer for my middle kid the rest of the weekend, and watched some more Phils and watched some Doctor Who and some Black Adam and some Hot D. I think you managed to catch the Hot D.
Hot D?
Yeah.
Which Hot D?
The one with Rhaenyra and Rhaenys and...
Oh, that. Hot
and
D.
All the isses.
Yes.
And, yeah, you know, caught some stuff. I'm sure you're all caught up on shows and movies.
Let me start off with this, aside from the Philly stuff. And I would have loved to have opened up with dancing on my own, but Facebook would have whacked that immediately.
That's fair.
So I bought a ticket today. I took today off because originally I was supposed to go throwing axes with my friends for my friend Angie's birthday. Axes got canceled. Obviously, the Phillies took precedence. A bunch of us went to the game. I took today off. And since I had today off, I used that AMC thing. Used the free movie. Black Adam, 1:00. All right. Get to the theater at 10 of. Get my food, $33 in food. No dollars on ticket. 2 pretzel bites, popcorn. And, you know, I get bring some of that home for the kids anyway.
Only a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, but I end up bringing one of the pretzel bites and 3/4 of the popcorn home for my kid.
That's good.
So I'm sitting there, 1:00. Here comes the usher. We're going to have to cancel the showing in this theater. And there's no other theaters to show it in here. The projector's broken. We have to have a serviceman come out and repair it. So I literally...
I'm willing to bet you had the theater all to yourself too, didn't you?
No, there was like 10 people there.
Okay.
I asked him if he restarted the projector, being a wise ass. And he goes, yes, we actually did restart it. And I went, you don't get the joke.
No. But they didn't have another theater? Like, hey, this one's playing... insert any other movie name here that nobody's watching.
Right.
1:00 in the afternoon. We'll just play it here.
Yep.
Cool. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, good. My friend showed me the Twitch is showing that Nerd Revolution Radio went live.
Yes. Yes. It does still say that on one of the places.
Really wish I had fixed that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, on
the Twitch.
I did not catch up on anything this weekend at all. I'm like three or four behind Quantum Leap.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah, that may not. I may have plenty of time to catch up on that.
It's all right. We will go, since you don't watch Doctor Who. I will go full in on that. And since Black Adam has been spoiled by everybody, including all of the stars, I will go full in on that.
So I actually have. That was one of the things I brought up. That I guess there was a little bit of a twist at the end of Doctor Who. So they announced who the next Doctor is going to be, right? It's a name that I can't pronounce.
Nudigatwa.
Thank you. And then at the end of the episode, there was a twist.
So, yeah. So first of all, probably the best Jodie Whittaker episode of Doctor Who they've had.
Of course. Her final one, right?
Mostly because, spoilers for Doctor Who, anybody that didn't watch it. But they brought back all sorts of people from the last 40 years, including all the doctors from the 80s and 90s.
They bring back Tom Baker?
No, he was from the 70s.
Damn it.
He was in the last one when they did Day of the Doctor. Tom Baker showed up.
Right.
And this one, they brought like Pertwee and Peter Peter Davidson? Peter something, whatever. Not Pete Davidson. Not Pete. Peter.
Enough Pete Peter. Davidson.
Peter. All those guys, they brought all them back for this. They brought back some companions from the 80s and 90s, which was pretty cool. They did all those tiebacks, and then we go through and you know, you get all this drama with the Master and very not great storytelling, as has been kind of the case. But let Jodie Whittaker finally kind of do her thing and be smart and figure things out and not be as annoying as she has been. So they did a nice job with that, with her, with kind of tying up some of the companions and setting up like a companion support group, which is, I don't know why there hasn't been one of those before. So that was kind of clever. They brought back one of the other companions from Jodie Whittaker's run too. Just, it was great seeing all these random people that they brought back in and kind of tied together. And then we end, and they've already announced that this guy will be in Doctor Who coming up. But we get a flashback, however you want to say it, retro doctor, back to David Tennant era, shows up and he's like, wait, I know these teeth. I feel like I know this face.
Unbelievable.
And then we cut to black and we get he's going to have three specials with him and Donna Noble, who you know from The Office.
Donna Noble.
She's not Donna Noble in The Office. She's Dr. Noble in Doctor Who.
She play in The Office?
Redhead.
Not Kate Flannery, right?
No, the other one.
The ditzy blonde, the ditzy receptionist?
I think so.
From the later seasons.
Yes, sounds right.
She's the one, the Unbreakable.
No, not Kimmy Schmidt. Catherine Tate.
Catherine Tate? Who the hell is Catherine Tate? Why can't I not picture Catherine Tate?
She was in The Office, though, is what I've heard.
Catherine Tate, let's see.
I never watched The Office.
Oh.
You were an Office
watcher. Nellie. So, she was Nellie. Oh, she
there you was go. Was awful. She British?
Oh, she's awful. Yeah, she's awful.
That's
she
right.
She almost helped ruin the show.
Well, we do what we can. So that's there. They get three specials next November. Next, 2023.
Oh, good.
Dear God. And then Newty will take over after that. So we actually announced the new Doctor like a year and a half. At least, if not 2 years before he debuts.
I'm listening to you. I just
as the Doctor, which is crazy. And that we went that way with announcing Tennant and her coming back too is pretty awesome. I didn't realize he was coming back for this. I just knew he was coming back for a special eventually because they're going to have the 60th anniversary coming up next November. So I bet they'll get everybody back, including Capaldi and Smith and all those. And we'll cycle through. They kind of set up a way to cycle through a lot of the former Doctors. Because they do have the first Doctor from the series popped up too in the head, because they brought him back a few times during Jodie Whittaker's run.
Okay.
Because the guy that orchestrated the Red Wedding. Ramsey.
Bolton,
the dad who did the Red Wedding.
Okay.
He is like a dead ringer for the original Doctor Who. He's played him on a couple specials now the last few years, and they keep bringing him back. So they brought him back too, so that they can really do the entire run. And it's interesting. They went with, they'd see the doctor and be like, "Well, you got old, doctor." He said, "Well, so did you," because he's looking at women that were the companions in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm praying for Pete says Rose. I'm praying that we get Rose back.
No, he said Roose yeah. Bolton. He means Roose Bolton. Roose
Bolton. Yeah. Rose is, sorry. I thought that was.
I know mistake. Rose is Billy Piper.
Yes. Yes.
Look at me you up go. On my
look at Roose me. Bolton. Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah, who right. he played. I forget there's a little bit of a lag there.
I think I fixed that.
So excited for where Doctor Who's going to end up going.
Well, that's pretty cool that they brought David Tennant back, right?
Yeah. I mean, Capaldi was great. Matt Smith was great. They needed a reset to get back. And it's the Russell Davies who brought Tennant on in the first place is show running again. So he did the season with Christopher Eccleston, and then he did the entire David Tennant run. So we'll get all those great stories and all these tiebacks and all these resets. The kid that played the Master, though, was fantastic.
Okay.
Even though they just made him super wacky, he actually did like a dance routine to the song Rasputin.
Really? The one from?
The disco hit Rasputin.
That's phenomenal.
And even there's Cybermen and Daleks in the scene, and they're just looking at each other like, what is this guy doing?
It's amazing.
But he was great. He was from Iron Fist. He was the bad guy in the Iron Fist TV show. Who should have been Iron Fist, but was not. If anybody remembers that show. I'm sure it's on Frank's list to watch still.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely on my list.
That's all I got for Doctor Who, unless anybody wants to pop in the chat with anything for it. But I thought it was her best episode, and I'm excited she's gone.
I mean, I'm glad for the Doctor Whovians.
Whovians.
Whovianites. Is it Whovian?
Whovians, yeah.
Is it Whovian? Like the Who, like the people that live in the village of Who? Whoville?
Yes. Are they Whovians?
I think they are. I think they're Whovians also. I wonder if they're the same.
They might be the same people. Yeah.
One thing I did get to watch, though. So they found Earth, but it was destroyed in a nuclear holocaust 2,000 years ago.
Great.
In Battlestar Galactica.
Great. Did you catch up on Reboot?
No, I did not have enough time to watch a half-hour show over a 47-minute show.
But I will. It keeps getting funnier.
I'm going to watch it this week while I'm at work. At home,
yeah, I'm enjoying Johnny Knoxville more than I ever expected to.
Yeah, really,
because I don't know that I've ever watched him act in anything.
Did you? So there's another sequel movie coming out.
No.
Yep.
We've had
this
enough.
This was an epic banger from 1996.
Oh,
Twister.
Oh, I'm actually excited for this.
Twisters, it's called.
Yeah, I'm in.
The original film had Jamie Gertz, who was really hot back in the day.
She was the ex. Or she was the new girl.
She was the new girl. Carrie Elwes.
Yeah, he was the evil storm chaser. Bad guy,
right. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Alan Ruck, Todd Field, and Jeremy Davies.
Okay, obviously Alan Ruck was in there.
Yeah, with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. So it looks like.
I think there's just a script, right? Like Spielberg saw the script and was like, I'm in, let's do it.
I think I'm looking now to see. Deadline reports that Universal and Amblin Entertainment are meeting with directors for the film, planning to begin production next spring. Reportedly, Steven Spielberg's enthusiasm for the script has pushed production forward. In studios, Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai. I can't even say her last name. She helped. She directed Free Solo.
Is it like Wooster? It's probably like
Wooster. V A S E R H E L Y I.
Wooster. Got it.
Yes. Dan Trachtenberg and Travis Knight are also being looked at as potential directors.
I take Trachtenberg. He does good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in. I think it's going to be about the kid, right?
And Helen Hunt's going to be in it. And they're going to do some kind of, obviously, some kind of honor towards Bill Paxton, or kind of play it back towards him.
And Hoffman, you gotta hit.
Oh shit, that's right. I forgot about him too.
Yeah, I am in for Twisters though. Usually I say no, I'm good. I don't really care about this reboot, but that one I will.
Yeah,
it was such a huge movie. If the soundtrack is half as good as the original.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie that if it's on, I'm in. I'll watch it.
And as big as that movie, that was like the second biggest movie that year. And that's the year like Independence Day came out.
Right.
And something else. And it beat everything else at the box office. But thinking about it, I don't think we've had a tornado movie since then.
No, there's been a couple of world ending movies, but not like just tornado focused.
It's fun. I'm in. Especially considering there's tornadoes that touch down in like Ben Salem now.
Yeah, wait, it's weird.
weather, you know.
Yeah. All right. Let's go over to Marvel, because there's nothing spoilery in Marvel right now. Everything's over at the moment.
Yeah, we're a weird gap, and I think the first one in God knows how long that there has not been something out from Marvel for a week.
No, we got a little while, right?
I'm surprised they didn't hold Werewolf by Night until this week.
Yeah,
or last week even. Last week would have been the week to drop it. Right, because everybody kept checking to see if there's a bonus episode of She-Hulk. Right. No, but here's this.
What do we got coming next, Marvel wise?
Black Panther.
No, move. I meant TV wise, like TV show wise. Secret Invasion?
Secret Invasion. Yeah.
Secret Invasion wasn't that pushed?
No.
No, Secret War was pushed back. Oh, and X-Men 97 will be the then after that in 2023, and then Ironheart in 2023.
Yeah.
For now.
For TV. Yeah.
For TV.
I'm fine. I don't really care about any of this. I mean, Secret Invasion will be fine.
Probably. So we got a trailer today.
We did. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
They dropped the Ant-Man Quantumania trailer, but not the one they played at D23.
No.
Or Comic-Con.
No, I think they were holding that special, or maybe we'll get it later.
This might be the D23 one, actually, and not the Comic-Con one.
Oh, okay.
Comic-Con's the one that had the line, "Hey, haven't I killed you before?"
Right.
It looks like they cut off this trailer right before that line.
So this trailer starts with a great Elton John song.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. And he just, somebody, who was it that messaged me?
It was not me.
I think maybe it was Dom. Was it Dom? Dom, was that you about the punchable face? I'm actually going to look to see
whose face does he want to punch.
No, it wasn't Dom. I'm sorry. It was somebody else. Somebody else texted me and just said that Scott Lang has like a punchable face. If you just want to punch Scott Lang. It wasn't Dom. Dom and I were talking about the hot D.
Got it.
I mean,
yeah. So it's
rephrase that.
Yeah, great. You're going to use that all the time now. That's your new thing. In 6 years, when season two comes out, you'll be able to use that line again.
So it was a cool little trailer. It showed off Scott Lang's celebrity status.
As Spider-Man.
It was the best line of the whole thing. For some reason, though, Cassie's playing with quantum realm technology, just like out of nowhere.
Well, Cassie's also like 20.
Right.
Because she didn't blip.
No.
So, and everybody else did, right? Yeah. We know everybody else blipped because they were all watching Scott in the quantum realm.
Correct.
When they blipped and he did not. So I wonder if they pop back up on that rooftop.
That'd be neat, right?
As long as their building was still there. That's a long drop otherwise. But I think we've had that conversation about planes and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we get that. Yeah. And then Cass, I mean, we're going to get her a stature.
What's her name?
Janet.
Janet has Michelle. She's got some secrets. They kind of tease, like,
yeah,
something I forgot to tell you, and then they don't tell you, obviously, because you can't.
Yeah, I wonder how long we have before we get into the quantum realm,
right?
Because we haven't gotten a runtime or anything yet.
No.
Employee of the Century of Baskin Robbins.
I missed that it was Employee of the Century. I just went back and looked at the picture. It's sensational that it says Century.
He's right.
We get a look at Chronopolis. It's kind of badass.
We did look. This was the best look at Kang that I've seen.
Oh yeah.
In full costume, I was like, oh my god, they did Kang right.
Yep.
Which is a first.
Yeah. Bill Murray. We get a shot of Bill Murray's character, and it's really don't know who he is.
I bet he's in it for 30 seconds, and he's out.
That's fine. That's fine. Maybe he's something like Jeff Goldblum's character on Sicar.
The fact that they didn't cut him blows my mind, because he's become a little bit problematic all of a sudden.
Well, you know what? If Ezra Miller can be in a movie, Bill Murray can be in a movie.
You'd think, but no.
Nah.
It's fine for Ezra in his 20s to be problematic. It's not fine for older men in their 70s and 80s to be problematic at this point.
Well, there's a trial going on about that right now.
Yeah, saw that.
So we get this, we see Cassie in costume. We get a great look at Kang. Now, this should be Kang the Conqueror, right?
I don't know.
Not the Loki version, who was He Who Remains. He's a variant.
Correct. Maybe, but I wish they would have explained that before we get him in Quantumania. Because right. I don't think we have enough time in the movie to do all the exposition we need for why this guy's Kang too.
And I don't think Loki 2 comes out before that.
No, because it's March. It's Ant-Man's in March. It's March 17th.
Right. February. Oh, no, they pushed it again.
We won't get Loki till summer at the early. They're filming now.
Right.
And I want to say that would be summer at the very earliest. Probably after Guardians.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of... I think Marvel's going to start running into problems trying to connect things. And I mean, they've given us like 9 things in a row not connected other than WandaVision and Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And they're setting things up 2 years before the next thing at this point, which is a lot to remember with all the content that's coming out now.
I still think it's going to be more cohesive than Phase 4 was. I think because of all the moving around Phase 4 had to do.
I don't know. We just already moved 6 things in Phase 5, so... In 6, we already moved Blade, we already moved Kang, we already moved Fantastic Four, we already moved Deadpool, we already moved, like, moved most of it at least once. And they moved Armor Wars. Armor Wars stopped being a movie and is a TV show and is a movie now,
yes.
Don Cheadle's going to be 97 years old.
Then they just go into the quantum realm and bring Terrence Howard out.
Be amazing.
Right? They were talking about bringing back Edward Norton for She-Hulk.
That would have been great. By the way, I can't believe they didn't do it.
Speaking of She-Hulk.
Yeah.
I have a list of the proposed cameos that are supposed to be in She-Hulk.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I think you're going to like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Stiltman.
I would have taken Stiltman.
Stiltman?
Okay. That would have been a great cameo. That's a Daredevil villain.
That's an obscure, the Matador.
We got the Matador. No, we didn't. Well, we
didn't completely get him. But...
The old college days of the Captain.
Right. Edward Norton's Hulk. The leader was actually supposed to be Samuel Stearns was actually supposed to be in the show.
So do we still get him? What do we think we were getting him in?
We were supposed to get him in.
We're getting him in
She-Hulk, but we'll get him in New World Order.
Yeah, which is weird.
Right. Spider-Man. They actually tried to get Spider-Man in this. Which would have been neat.
That would have been super fun. We don't even need Tom Holland. That's the thing, right?
Right. Anybody under the mask.
Let them wear masks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about masks when we get to DC. Oh, god damn it.
Just that's all that is. The only other thing I had about Marvel was in an interview, Emily Blunt said that John Krasinski is a big fan of the MCU and enjoyed his stint as Earth 838's Reed Richards. She also said that she hopes to see him reprise the role moving forward.
Mm. Dom's trying to troll you a little bit, I think.
No, he's not trolling me. He's actually right.
It's going to be hard for anything in Phase 5 to top Multiverse of Madness.
He's right.
You think it's going to be hard for him to top that?
Absolutely.
Horrible, horrible movie.
Oh, horrible. Ha!
Wooten's not on. You can't troll Wooten.
No,
back.
I can't. And finally, for the Marvel thing, I actually did rank my Marvel shows.
Oh, look at you go.
I really did. I'm going to let you go first, though, because...
Oh, because you ranked yours, so I should go first.
So I'm going to throw them. I'm going to throw them out there at you. Ready? I got a list here for you.
Okay.
In order of their appearance, you have WandaVision, Falcon Winter Soldier, Loki, What If This Was Good? I can see where that one's going. Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, and She-Hulk.
Okay.
I'm going to let you. Do you want me to go first while you set them in order there?
No, I got it. I got it. So, all right. So I'll start at where we start, bottom or top?
I'm going to start at the top. Well, I can start at the bottom. We can go bottom up.
We'll go bottom up. I will start with.
I know where you're going.
I will start with Loki at the bottom.
You're going to go there.
And then you want to go side by side?
Okay, my bottom is What If.
Okay, did you finish What If ever?
Yes.
Okay.
Wish I didn't.
Loki, and then Moon Knight.
Yep, that's where mine is. I have Moon Knight I have Moon Knight down there.
And then I got What If.
Right, and I have Falcon. That's low.
And then I have WandaVision.
Okay, I have Loki.
It's so high for Loki.
I really like Loki.
That's so high for Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a pretty big fan of the rest of them.
So am I. This was the hardest.
Does Werewolf by Night count in this or no?
I didn't put that on there because I haven't watched it yet, but you can add it in if you want because I know you really enjoyed it.
It's on your list. Yeah.
That one I actually will watch.
I would go. So what do I have? I have three left, right? I got Hawkeye, Miss Marvel, and She-Hulk.
You have four left.
What's the other one?
We did four at the bottom, and we still have four at the top.
Okay.
There's eight altogether. Go ahead. You can go all the way.
Then I got Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. You go all the way to the Hulk. Top. Okay.
I'd have to go then Hawkeye, then Miss Marvel. I think Miss Marvel was probably the best all around.
I agree with that. So I have Wanda.
Yeah.
Because I really liked WandaVision.
You did.
She-Hulk, then Hawkeye, and Miss Marvel is at the top.
Look at you with your. I wouldn't have expected you to put Miss Marvel at the top.
Oh God, Miss Marvel was the best done show that they've done yet. Because we said it before, all the little nuances in that show. The family dynamics that you don't get to see from that culture and just the way that they handled the whole thing, I thought was really, really well.
I it's safely the best supporting cast.
Now, according to this, we have What If in early 2023 season two. Yay. Yeah. Secret Invasion, Echo, forgot about Echo, Loki, Ironheart, Agatha, and
Daredevil. That far out?
Huh?
Ironheart's that far out?
Ironheart's late 2023, according to this.
They're killing me with this.
He is mid-2023. Echo is allegedly mid-2023.
Yeah. It's all getting pushed.
Yeah, and Daredevil Born Again. I really, honestly, at this point, I'm not really excited about Agatha.
No, really? I don't understand why we're doing Agatha, unless now, that's going to be how we save Scarlet Witch and bring her back and redeem her.
No, because apparently Elizabeth Olsen said she's not in this one. So far, she said.
Yeah, sure. I think that's the only way you bring her back.
Yeah, probably.
What do you got there's there, Dom?
There's Dom's.
Is what's number one, Dom? Is What If the top or WandaVision the top?
I think What If is at the bottom. He was not a fan of She-Hulk. So Dom ranked them WandaVision at the top, then Loki, Miss Marvel, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Falcon and Winter Soldier, She-Hulk, and What If. We absolutely agree on What If.
Yeah, see, What If had a few redeeming episodes. Loki had none for me.
I enjoyed the slow build. I think, like, we've discussed that in the past.
You're not a Doctor Who guy, though.
That's true.
So I've seen every single one of those tropes that they did, like, 700 times.
Right.
Fair point. Oh, they're going to do this. Great. Oh, it's this version. Oh, it's the heist episode. Oh, it's the one where the two people watch a planet die together. Ooh, haven't seen that. Oh, wait, it's on every three seasons of Doctor Who. And he was like wanted to hook up with himself. It was weird with his variant, with the hair.
Yeah. Ugh.
You know, look, it was very bizarre.
All right. We're going to go over to DC.
You want to go DC or you want to go with the hot D first?
No, we'll save the hot D for the end because I can actually talk about that.
Okay.
This is going to be a Black Adam spoiler. And if you haven't seen all the spoilers, yeah, see, I was right with Dom. Dom said from one WandaVision, what if is last. So I didn't get to see the Black Adam movie. I'm going to turn this all over to Jack, and then I'll just make my comments about the announcement that was made. And
make sure people can see the thing. Is there any – there's no other DC news before this, right?
Let's see. Breaking down all those movie reveals – Black Adam audience score is the best for a DC movie since Nolan's trilogy.
It's like an 88 audience score and like a 46 critic score last I saw.
And then I have all the DC movies releasing after Black Adam, so we can we can pin it.
So Black Adam was fine. look, the action scenes were great. It was a rock movie. I don't know that they the spoilers again are all over the internet, so I'm going to spoil some stuff in here and just adequately give my thoughts on it. So, all of the twists in the movie are in the trailer.
Really?
And ruined for you. Yeah. Yeah. Anything that they try and hide in the movie, The Rock already did in a voiceover in the trailer. So no surprises there. And then you get, we get a little bit of time back in the day, and then it flashes forward to current day, and we get a setup of a kid and his mom doing the thing, and blah, 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 whatever. And then we get Black Adam, and he's a badass, and he's not a good person because he's 5,000 years old. So he's still in that mindset of what you would have done 5,000 years ago. Cool, whatever, fine. And super powerful, right?
Awesome. Obviously.
So taking everybody out and in brutal ways, but it's also fast and slick.
A lot of cuts.
Like, yeah, a lot of everything's just really fast motion. So you don't get to enjoy the really cool things that he does, like whether it's shooting a lightning through somebody or throwing somebody into a rocket and throwing a tank through somebody, like all this kind of stuff that he does there. Like, you don't get to enjoy the coolness of it and get, like, in a comic, you get the splash panel, right? Yep. It was a lot of those, but it was like somebody turned the page before you got to really check it out. So there was a lot of that. But it was the action stuff was fun. As somebody who, I think my first time on one of these podcasts with you, talked about how much I loved the JSA.
Yep.
Oh, this was awful. This was
really
not the JSA.
All right, let me ask you this. Was Dr. Fate good?
So.
Damn.
So, look. So, so, remember how I said earlier about not keeping your mask on?
Yep.
So, Dr. Fate's awesome because he's the Kent Nelson, who's the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he wears the helmet, is embodied by the spirit of Naboo.
Right.
And is no longer Kent Nelson. He's Dr. Fate.
I know that from Smallville.
At no point does that happen in this. He really? Is always just Pierce Brosnan, and he can't wait to take that goddamn helmet off to run his mouth. I can't even count the number of times you got this, which was him ripping the helmet off, like over and over again. And it's like he would fly up somewhere, and he'd land, and he'd rip that helmet off so he could start talking. And most of his moves were just Doctor Strange, and I did hear a comparison earlier that like all of the action sequences were basically the moves from Injustice.
Really?
And 100% they were all like Doctor Fate had like one move.
Oh.
And they just kept going to that well multiple times. Hawkman could have been cool. Right, yeah, I think Dom just mentioned in the chat he didn't like Naboo. Like, they kind of mentioned him, but like, I don't know where they pull the tie back into where he technically knew Black Adam. It is Teth Adam, but they totally changed Teth Adam's origin and Black Adam's origin too. So like, really? He doesn't really have ties to all those things. Yeah, he just wasn't around very long. It seems like a week. And there's statues to him, which totally doesn't make sense. Yeah, they're concepts of like moving time around to like how this person could be this hero that like has statues built to him and stuff, but the way they kind of presented it was only around for like a month, 5,000 years ago, makes no sense. Right? And like how it was very weird. It definitely felt, as Dom's saying in the chat, it definitely felt like you were watching the first X-Men movie.
Oh,
like,
wow,
so really? The JSA, like, it's, but it's, it was like watching Mask. Remember the cartoon Mask?
Yes.
All right, we need a team. I'm putting the team together, and this person rolls in, and this person rolls in. And like, you get a quick snippet of like, oh, they were like eating pizza, and now they got to come do that, you know. And you get the characters. The guy, kid that played Adam Smasher is great. I don't like the way they went with the Adam Smasher character from the original. But the guy did a good job. Like, in what they gave him, he was fine. The girl that plays Cyclone was wildly underused. She could have been fantastic, but they barely used her. Aldis Hodge was great as Hawkman.
I like him.
Zero backstory on Hawkman.
None.
No, like nothing. Like I also don't understand how Amanda Waller's in charge of the JSA, which that's in the trailers.
Now, was there any?
They're trying to make her Nick Fury. No, they're just trying to make her Nick Fury.
God.
Because she was like, we need the Justice Society of America, and had all this data on Black Adam, which I was like, I don't understand.
Maybe the back computer gave it to her.
Yeah, it was weird, man. Like the story was not connected. The big bad was, I mean, technically Black Adam.
Right.
And they wrapped that up, and then there was still 40 minutes of movie left. So then they made a new big bad. And then you got that, and then you killed off some people that it's disappointing that they killed off, because I'd like to see them in the future. And you didn't kill off some other people that I would have been happy to get rid of.
So there was a thing that I read, and again, I don't know who died. That much I do not know, but apparently this whatever person died was like a major player, right?
Yeah, so
that person's going to be featured down the line.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay.
The character will be back.
Gotcha.
The hero will be back. The certain person playing them will probably not be.
Oh, did they kill Dr. Fate?
Well, mind you, Hawkman is also, if you ever watch Legends of Tomorrow, is yes, also reincarnated regularly.
I am well aware of the Hawkman and the 3,000 years.
Which would make more sense for Hawkman, since I'm not saying who it was, but like Dr. Fate, again, you got no Naboo in the helmet.
Right.
So don't really know what the helmet does, because they just made it like, oh, Kent Nelson's old because he wears a helmet. Okay, cool.
Oh.
And the JSA has been around forever, but now, like I said, they're run by
Amanda Waller.
They own a Blackbird SR-71 that they fly around in, basically.
And gee, I wonder where they got that from.
And yeah, Dom, like you said, the slow-mo, I felt they overdid that, but I think they overdid it the other way too. When you got to the end of the slow-mo where it was like, oh, this could look really cool. It was just, they snapped away to something else and you didn't get to see it. That helped keep their rating down. But The Rock was fine. I mean, The Rock was The Rock. They tried to be funny at spots that didn't need it. And I don't think the movie could decide if it wanted to be funny or serious, or what it wanted to be as a movie.
Did The Rock at any point say that he was the head of a table by any chance?
No.
Damn it. I was hoping for a wrestling tie-in.
Got it.
Did he do the Black Adam bottom?
No. You might recognize some moves that I didn't, though. I don't know. Dom might know. I don't know. I never watched him wrestle.
Did he do the people's Black Adam elbow?
I don't remember the Kondak elbow.
Dom will get that maybe.
But yeah, and you know, I think even the latest trailers have spoiled who the big bad is anyway.
Well, a little bit that, but
with the Sabacc, but that was cool. Like I said, a lot of the stuff was cool. There's magic now. There's, I don't know what the Cater Hall with what Hawkman is. Like I don't know where you go with that. And then, you know, the one that was spoiled the week before and has continued to be spoiled today.
Like I can't, like, let me, before you even say that, like, so I was, I've, I like, I obviously the screen grab is everywhere. And I thought I was able to avoid the screen grab, even though I kind of already saw it. I went on YouTube and I was looking for something from Destiny for YouTube. And right there on the freaking splash page, fucking YouTube, was the screen grab of the big cameo that is not that big of a deal anymore now. I mean, actually, it is a huge deal. It's a huge deal because, well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you get Amanda Waller in the end credits, the mid credit scene.
Right.
Comes back on a drone.
You have a guest.
Say, hey, we're scared of you. I know. And then once she pops up and tells him, hey, we're concerned about you. Next thing you know, Kal-El shows up, Superman himself, and says, hey, people are talking about you. We should talk. And that's it.
And that was to him to Black Adam.
That was him to Black Adam.
Okay.
But Amanda Waller sends Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So Suicide Squad leader,
mm-hmm.
who at last point from Peacemaker doesn't have a job anymore.
Mm.
Apparently she does. And is no longer in charge of anything. Because we also get a cameo from Harcourt.
Right.
Working for Waller,
mm-hmm.
which she doesn't do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Based on Peacemaker.
The end of Peacemaker.
Yeah. And right. Suicide Squad, right? Like it's weird. I don't understand what they did with that or why they try. I get why they tried to make her that way. Oh, somebody's causing an earthquake in my room.
I see that.
Cool.
So not only just was there the cameo, then Henry Cavill waited until today
to make an announcement. He saw the movie, except apparently he didn't see the box office.
Yeah. it was number one.
It was against George Clooney and Julia Roberts' romantic comedy. Two Tickets to Paradise is what it was number one against.
I probably should have seen that today.
You should have. That looked like it was fun. Oh, so, go ahead. And then I'll give Dom my rating out of 10.
Oh, go ahead. Give your 10. Give your rating.
No, I have to think about it. That's why you finish what you're saying.
So Henry Cavill made an announcement this morning, or at some point during the day, that he is actually officially back now as Superman. Hi!
Yeah.
He is actually officially back now. Originally, he signed a one-off for the cameo. And now, apparently, there's going to be a Man of Steel 2. And he said that his cameo was just a small taste of what's to come. So I guess this can put all those he's coming to Marvel rumors to bed. And now firmly entrenched back in the whatever verse is.
Yeah. Does it make the Snyder? Because every time he appears, they got to pay Zack Snyder.
Yep.
And does that mean Batfleck's going to be back more?
I mean, I guess. Because apparently there's going to be the Superman movie that Michael B. Jordan was going to make is actually still in development.
Well, that's fine. That's like the Joker. That's an alternate reality anyway.
That's fine. That's fine too. So I guess, I don't know. I mean, do they add him into the Flash movie at some point?
Look.
You could still add.
We have four DC movies next year.
I have a list of that. After, did you give Dom your rating yet?
Too many. I would probably end up giving it a 7, based on rewatchability, because I think it'll be fun to rewatch.
Yeah, he gave it a 6.5.
Unlike Thor: Love and Thunder, which I have had. It's on my TV every day. Zero interest in rewatching it.
I haven't either.
I haven't even shown it to the kids. Like, I'm like, hey, there's a Thor. If you want to, it's on the TV if you want to watch it. But like that, I'd give that like a 4. And I did read an article the other day as to what the problem was with Love and Thunder versus Ragnarok.
What's that?
Taika Waititi directed Ragnarok. He wrote Love and Thunder.
Okay.
He didn't write Ragnarok. He just took somebody else's script and like was able to tweak it with some of his humor.
Right. And make
so
it
so you didn't get bashed over the head with his humor for 2.5 hours.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to run through this list of DC stuff coming out real fast. And then we can do a quick little Andor thing and then run the house.
I forgot about Andor.
Yeah.
So much stuff the last week.
So is this still the right date? March 17th, 2023, Shazam.
Yeah, which I think is the same date as Ant-Man.
It's in the same. No, Ant-Man's in February.
I thought. Okay. Maybe you said that earlier and I.
Yeah. The only thing I'm excited about Shazam is Helen Mirren's the villain. And I think Helen
Mirren. And Lucy Liu.
February
17th. So a month to the date before.
June 23rd. Finally, hopefully, The Flash.
Yeah, it's pushed.
Yeah. August 18th, 2023, Blue Beetle. That hasn't been touched yet. I'm okay with that. December 25th, Aqua Bro and the Lost Kingdom of Bros.
Hashtag not my Blue Beetle. But yeah.
hashtag Aqua Bro. October 4th, 2024 is the Joker movie.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Wonder Woman 3 is a TBC.
Yeah. And Wonder Woman 4 and Wonder Woman 6 and Wonder Woman
Batman 2 is a TBC. Black Canary apparently has another movie coming out with.
Journey, right?
Journey Smollett.
Smollett. I'll take that. She's phenomenal. And yeah, I'm in on that.
I'll eventually go and watch that movie, but she's a Friday Night Lights alumnus.
Yeah. Well, look, she was horrible in Birds of Prey.
So Supergirl is still a TBC, but we're not sure if that's even going to be a thing now.
Look, I don't take anything, even what Henry Cavill said, because I don't need to see a 45-year-old dude playing Superman.
I do.
I mean, I guess a 60-year-old Affleck.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Gal Gadot is going to be in her 50s by the time they make Wonder Woman 3.
Okay.
Jason Momoa is almost in his 50s.
Right, but he looks good.
He's only so long you can keep that up. Ask Dave Bautista.
Yeah. Look, Bautista even knew when to call it quits and walk away.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't keep like, you can't expect Mo to keep looking the same way he has since he was like in his 20s. It's a lot of work.
It is. All right. So before we do the Andor thing, a new Star Wars movie was announced.
Really?
Yep.
What was it?
Well, it actually wasn't like announced as in we have a title and a cast. We have development on a new Star Wars film by Damon Lindelof and one of the directors of Ms. Marvel.
I think we knew about Damon's involvement, though. That was announced like years ago.
Yeah, that was announced Kevin Feige has a Star Wars movie. Taika Waititi has a Star Wars movie. Rian Johnson has Star Wars movies. They're announcing all these people have them. Yeah. Nobody's actually doing them right now.
No, it's fine. Because they'll all be crap anyway.
It's whatever. But that's you know, Damon Lindelof has been developing a previously unreported Star Wars film and has brought on Ms. Marvel director Charmaine. I can't say her last name.
So is that from Batgirl?
Yeah, no, Ms. Marvel.
But the ones that did Ms. Marvel did Batgirl.
Oh, really?
Okay. Right, the duo that I thought the duo that did Ms. Marvel.
Oh no, that's not them. This is different.
Okay.
Yeah, the next Star Wars film was originally said to be Rogue Squadron by Patty Jenkins. That's taken off the schedule.
Yeah,
Taika Waititi and J.D. Dillard are both developing their own films. Kevin Feige is set to produce a film, brought on Michael Waldron to pen the screenplay.
Nope, out.
Rian Johnson is set to direct his own trilogy, and discussions are still happening about that.
Yeah, we'll see what era he goes into, because his Rian Johnson stuff is going to be after. He already said it's going to be after his Glass Onion trilogy or his Knives Out trilogy. So you figure that's going to be another two, 3 years for that.
Andor.
What'd you think? Did you watch?
I did, actually.
I did watch two things. I'm so proud.
I actually really enjoyed the episode. So much setup is going on. They're just moving all the pieces around, and I actually really enjoyed it. I'm enjoying the Mon Mothma stuff and getting to know more about her and how she kind of came into where she ends up.
Yeah, I think they're doing everything we want from like other shows that are on.
Yep.
And we're not getting this setup. We just keep getting plot, 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 plot. And this one's like, Let me show you why it's getting here.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I mean, like I said, it was so much dialogue. So much dialogue. I'm okay.
It was, but him and his mom was great. Like, I was like, oh, this is the whole reason why he does it.
I hate her.
You hate her? Why?
Oh, what's she from?
What's she from?
I have PTSD.
What show?
My Life.
Got it.
It's that stuff hits way too close to home.
Pete, are you not bought in on Andor, it sounds like?
No.
Unless it's Favreau or Filoni, couldn't care any less. I got to say, I'm enjoying Andor more than I have any of the Favreau Filoni stuff so far.
I don't know. I'm enjoying Andor more than I enjoyed Book of Boba Fett, by far.
I think so. In hindsight, I think we're saying, "Oh, Mandalorian was great," but the Mandalorian had a lot of stinker episodes.
It did.
And I don't know how far we progressed storyline from like episode 1 of Mandalorian to episode 8 either time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Oh, to the movie talk from Pete. All right. Got it, Pete.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think this is the best Star Wars thing they've done since the Clone Wars cartoon is Andor right now.
Gotcha.
Or, I mean, Rebels too, cartoon. Like, both of those were great. But I think those were all better than all the Mandalorian stuff. Because any of the stuff that we're excited about in Mandalorian is stuff that was set up there.
Right.
And that's the only reason anybody's excited about any of it is because they laid all this great groundwork in the cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
That now you want to see these things. So, oh, I'd go back, Pete. Six is super fun with the heist.
Yeah, that the 6 pays off the first 4, and now it feels like they're going to do a little bit more setting up, and then they're going to give you another big action set piece, and then they're going to set up, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with it.
Well, I mean, look, we end with Andor going to prison.
Right, for 6 years.
We know it's not going to be for 6 years because then it's already the Battle of Endor.
Right.
So, and Rogue One's already over, and he's still in prison, so that doesn't matter.
That's
not so right. I'm intrigued to see how that works. What happens to his little hidden box he has in the shower?
Yes.
Who gets him out? Is it the chick that's going to hunt him now? Who we see is tied back to Luthen somehow, and or is it going to be her girlfriend goes and finds him? Right? Who knows?
Pete, give it a try.
Yeah, it's I'm enjoying this more. Like I said, just because there's so many plot lines, and I know where they're all going to end up, but I'm more excited to see where they end up than I have been any other prequel stuff I've watched in general in the last like couple years.
All right. Now for the last bit of business.
You want to get on some hot D? I think our banner still says House of Feet. Should probably fix that.
Does it? Does it? I mean, does it still say House of Feet?
It does.
Yeah. Okay. House of the D spoilers, even better. All right.
So big finale. Big finale.
So big finale. What did you think of the big finale?
It's a big dragon. I thought as this show has continued to do, like it was the first 10 minutes were unnecessarily graphic for no reason.
Look, I don't know. Like,
hard to watch. I don't get what they have against women.
I turned away about 4 or 5 different times. I could not watch those birthing scenes. If I just could not watch, I couldn't watch any of them. And yeah, this one was really, really graphically bad.
Yeah, and like I get where they were going with it, but sure. For love of God, like jeez.
Now, can we take a second to say how freaking cool that table is?
That table's awesome where they put the lava magma underneath and it lights up.
But they so when Daenerys comes down and stands in front of that table, they didn't know about that.
Right.
They didn't know to light that table up with all the fire underneath of it and make it badass.
I guess it doesn't become badass until you go to war.
Right. She was at war, technically. But yeah, there was a lot going on in this episode aside from the really rough first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I think we're getting more into the power dynamic of what Damon and Rhaenyra is going to look like.
Oh, Pete, that's awful.
But I don't know where that dynamic really sits.
Between
Damon and Rhaenyra?
I don't know. I didn't get the choking thing, and I know there's articles out there explaining it, and I didn't feel like reading them. I was kind of more interested in the whole, like, all right, you knew that her son was going to die on the dragon, right? Like, you knew something was going to happen.
Once it got there, and I'm going to send you two out, and I'm like, all right, well, this kid's kind of a punk anyway. It's fine.
Right.
And they set it up earlier where he's like, I'm not ready.
Right. But once they were in the sky, and then that's what Dom was messaging me about, how really suspenseful and edge of the seat it was. And they did such a good job filming that whole, making that whole thing.
They did. It was the best special effects they've had on the show.
Absolutely.
Game of Thrones.
Absolutely. And the way the way it happened, it was kind of like, holy shit. Like, that I didn't see coming.
Yeah, I kept expecting something. I expected some fire.
Right.
Something.
Fire then, I would have expected. But to have the dragon just come up out of nowhere and take one chomp and obliterate, like.
Yeah.
Now.
Just Ceres, right? No, Jace is the older one. Luceris,
Luke. So the dragon that Damon went and talked to.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
That's Vermithor.
I don't know what that means.
But that's the name of the dragon.
Well, there's three wild dragons. And that's right. He talked to one of the wild dragons, right?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly who it is. That was King Jaehaerys' dragon. Okay? So that is one of the unclaimed dragon that lives in the Dragon Mount. Vermithor, the Bronze Fury, the showrunner said. King Jaehaerys' dragon, the king that we saw in the opening of the first episode, the king that passes on his succession to Viserys.
Yeah.
So Vermithor is apparently one of the most iconic dragons. What's that?
Some artwork.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah.
Vermithor is one of the most iconic dragons in the franchise's lore and is one of the largest dragons in Westeros history.
Now, is that larger than the large dragon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Right. So the beast is about 100 years old at this point and has been riderless since King Jaehaerys' death 10 years prior.
How often do you think Damon goes down and talks to that dragon trying to get it on his side?
I think this is overall?
Yeah. Well, how long do you think he's been going down there?
I think this was his first time.
He was at Dragonstone before. Remember? 20 years ago.
He went down and there's a whole thing about what he was singing and the lyrics and how it like all kind of portrays into it.
Yeah, I think he's been doing that for years trying to get that dragon on his side.
Maybe. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. One thing we can say, I really liked Rhaenys not kneeling. That's a baller move.
Oh, she's great.
I like the sea snake coming back and pledging his loyalty because she tried to do things the right way.
I didn't expect him to survive. I'm glad that he did because the show is getting a little problematic with who it continues to kill off.
Yes.
So I'm glad that he came back. I'm glad that he stepped up and was like, hey, we already did all this work for you. All you got to do is not screw up.
Right.
I
really enjoyed his scene. And I enjoyed.
How long of a time jump do you think we get?
I'm going to tell you right now, no more time jumps.
Oh, I don't believe it.
The creators of the show says, and I quote, I will say as a reward to our wonderful audience for following us through all the time jumps and recasts, they are done. We tell the story in real time from here forward. These actors are playing these characters until the end. We're not recasting anybody. We're not making any huge jumps forward in time. We are now in the Dance of Dragons and we're going to tell that story.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
That being said, let's talk about when we're going to see the Dance of Dragons.
Yeah, so is Dance of Dragons even season two?
Season two is confirmed.
Right, but is that even going to happen in season two?
Yes. House of Dragons will begin shooting in early 2023.
Right.
He has no idea if season two will air next year or early 2024. It's to be determined.
I don't even buy early 2024.
I'd say mid-2024.
I bet they shoot for late summer 2024 and line it up the same way they had this one.
So this one was production for the first season began in April 2021, wrapped in February 2022. First episode was released late August 2022. So you figure that's their timeline's off. Yeah, you're right. We're getting, it's 2 years, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, whatever.
I thought it was a great finale.
They should already be filming.
They should have been filming. It's a hell of a cliffhanger to end on. And it was a really well done scene. The very final scene was just one long shot.
Oh yeah.
And nothing said, and that was it. Like, I was like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm good with where it's going. I get what they did with the last two, but I feel like, and I know it's going to be the entire next season, but like, I feel like the season wasn't done.
I'll give you that.
Like, it doesn't, like, I needed an episode of, like, I mean, we got Otto. The fact that they didn't fry Otto is ridiculous to me. Again, the second time they had a chance. Because, like, if you kill Otto there, right?
Right.
Now it gives Allison a reason to be like, that's it, let's go.
I mean, bringing the page from the book that they read when they were children.
Yeah.
That's like, cute.
They need to start dating again.
That was all cute and all that. But like, I mean, she took his pin off and threw it over the thing. Just throw him over the damn side.
Yeah, it didn't. I mean, they sent such a small. But then do we start the next season with them? That's what I mean. Like, I needed one more of retaliation.
Yes.
With some retaliation and like the. Oh crap, what are we doing? Instead of having to wait 2 years for that part of the story.
I think that would have been a better episode. Last season's, like, this finale was good, but it would have been a better episode 9. And then give me a 10 with something, you know, have her like name her Hand of the King as someone like kind of way off the mark or something.
Right. Which is funny that's how I feel about this, because that has actually happened on multiple Warner Brothers shows lately. It happened on, well, some of it was COVID related, but like Titan season one, the finale was the first season was the first episode of season two, because they didn't want to finish it all there. And then Doom Patrol season two finale was the first episode of season three.
Wow.
Which, speaking of that, Titans starts up next week or 2 weeks. Can't wait. I don't think we'll have an episode next Monday, everybody. Sorry.
What's next Monday?
Next Monday, it's Halloween.
Oh.
And it's also Game 3 of the World Series.
Yeah, we're probably going to postpone next week.
8 o'clock, so it's probably easier to not do next week.
yeah. If the game starts at 8 o'clock, yeah. I want to watch the cheating Astros, see what the cheating Astros can cheat.
Yeah, and I'll be playing in a musical. I'm doing Little Shop of Horrors in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be busy doing that all week, so that's my one night off. So,
are you the plant?
No, I'm the bass player.
Wow.
So, hey, thanks for finding the Geek Spot with us, everybody. If you're listening, which you can do on all the podcast places as of probably like first thing Tuesday morning, if not sooner, you can check that out. Drop us a 5-star rating, drop us a review, tell a friend, send it to a friend. You can hit a little share button. Tell them to check out the Facebook page and all that too, and join the conversation when we come back. Everybody have a safe Halloween. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy Halloween. Hopefully we come back and I have a different shirt on. It says World Series Champions.
There you go.